B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines. Celtics are now back at 500 after their third win in a row last night, 119-100 over the Indiana Pacers at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Jason Tatum scored 33 points and saw Jaylen Brown add 34 more.
You know, obviously, when we both got it going like that, both making shots. And then you got, obviously, Dennis hit some big shots. But yeah, I think when we're both making shots, I think we're that much tougher, you know, especially as a guard.
Celtics are now 21-21. They've matched their best winning streak of the season with three in a row. They visit Philadelphia tomorrow night. Bruins have now won three straight as well in six of their last seven overall after a 5-1 win over Montreal in the opener of a seven-game homestand. Brad Marchand had a hat trick after taking a high stick that broke his nose and gave him a 5-stitch cut in the previous game. Bruins host Philadelphia tonight. Tuukka Rask expected to get his first start of the season in net. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the Duncan pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Patriots are back out at practice yesterday. They got a playoff game coming up in Buffalo Saturday night. Starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn and linebacker Jamie Collins were both missing. Collins apparently has a sore ankle. Defensive lineman Christian Barmore and safety Kyle Duggar were both limited. And the Minnesota Vikings have reportedly requested permission to speak with Patriots senior consultant Elliot Wolf about their GM opening. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the Nines today for a hearty meal like their homestyle chicken pot pie or the braised short rib mac and cheese. The 99, always the real deal. I'm John Wallach on Boston Tone for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7:30.
Jaylen Brown's hands, three is in the air. He got it! He got it! It happened!
This is Jaylen Brown. You're listening to the home of the Celtics, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, we are the Toucher and Rich radio program. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv, or the Twitch app. Simply follow 98.5, The Sports Hub. Brandon Merriweather is Mr. Merriweather. Hello, sir.
What's good, y'all? What's good?
Well, what's good is we've been watching this video. I don't know if you've seen it of at the Florida Panthers hockey game. Kodak Black, the rapper. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He sounds like you might know what we're talking about. He was.
He's seen the video. Obviously,
he was. we don't know if he was having sex or not in the box with a woman named Mellow Rags, but we were wondering. Have you, being around arenas and sporting events your whole life, have you ever felt the need to venture into one to have a sexual liaison?
Listen, man, I'm free spirit, man. I think you get it in when you feel like it. You know?
You're just free love.
Who is he protecting?
let's be honest, though, you know, like, what's more exciting? You know what I mean? Like, what's more exciting than that?
Right.
Like, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you.
I have a thing called shame, Brandon.
Well, what's the beauty of the Kodak Black thing is that if indeed they were having sex, there's a lot of people speculating they weren't, but I will choose to ignore them. If they were, there was no, no effort at all to keep it on the low. Like, it was just like, here we go, like, this is it. And I'm all for it. I think it's great. I think there should be more of that.
Right. I agree with you. And to be honest, I personally think, you know, he slid it in one time, but you said just me.
All right. I am on the same page as you. I am on the exact same page as you. There was very little separating the two of them. Very little.
Is that a veteran move? The open jacket. Like, is that something when you saw that? Was that a veteran move?
Good question.
Man, he tripping. That just made it look worse.
Yeah.
That just made it look worse. Like, if I was him, I would have took my jacket off. Like, I would have took my jacket off and, like, put it on her back and made it seem like I was trying to cover up because she cold. That's what I would have did.
Yeah, she was picking something up off the ground for 10 minutes. And it's like, oh, my lady. You seem cold.
Yeah.
You have your hands on the ground in front of you for 10 minutes. She's looking for a contact lens, ladies and gentlemen.
If he was, that boy hip game is sucked. That boy hip game.
It was very quick.
I would be embarrassed if that was me, man. Like, come on, bro. You can't do that. You got to do better than that.
Yeah, it was not. It was not the longest time, but maybe that was that's part of the plan. But like at Miami, would you guys ever just like go onto the field and like bring girls on the field or anything like that?
No, what would we do that for?
I don't know. Just like hey, you want to go on the field and then.
No, man, no. No, the movies, they do stuff like that in, man. To be honest with you, I have never met a girl who cared about the fit at all.
Yeah. No, I was just, like, maybe for your own purposes, like you were saying, you just like, you know, we're playing on here on Saturday, it's like Friday. Like, it'd be kind of funny if we had sex here, and then I was like, hey, I had sex right here the next day. I think it was funny. I stand by what I said. I stand by.
No. You know it's crazy. You know it's crazy. Just being truthful, I have never had sex day of or the day before a game, ever.
Okay, because you go by like that takes away. I can see the day of the game, but
yeah, take away your legs.
Okay, and so did you ever have coaches tell you that? Don't do that.
No, but we did have a rule that like. You know, the DBs try to stand by that, you know, you can't try not to have sex from Thursday after Thursday. Thursday, the last day, you get it in. Friday, Saturday, you get your legs back. Sunday, play.
What a problem to have in college is that, I got to take a day and a half off.
Is it an anger thing? Because I've heard boxers talk about that before. Well, they're just to get themselves more enraged, you know, they bottle it up. Is that more what you're talking about, an anger thing?
No, see, boxers go 3-4 months. No, I'm talking about a day or two. You, me going 3-4 months, I might slap my mom if I go 3-4 months.
You don't need that kind of anger. Yeah.
Sure.
No, man, I can't go 3-4 months.
Right. But, yeah, imagine like, that.
That would suck. Yeah.
Imagine like, the having to do that.
I think about it. Have y'all ever did that? You know how long 3-4 months is?
Yes. I had sex when I was 15, and then I didn't have sex again until I was 18. Not by choice.
I feel bad for your brother.
Yeah, thank you. I felt bad for myself, as a matter of fact.
That hurt my feelings just thinking about it, bro.
It did, and then I got a girlfriend my freshman year of college, mm-hmm. And then I just had sex as much as I possibly could. But I'll tell you what, Brandon, I appreciated every minute of it. I really did. I truly lived in the moment during that year. When it was the first time I could, you know, I had my own room. My roommate had moved out due to his disgust with me. And I truly had that freedom, and I really did enjoy it. It was the same woman, but I'll tell you what, maybe that 3 years made it the monogamy that much easier. Mm. So there you go.
You married her, huh?
No, I didn't marry her, no. I'm not rich, come on. No, I didn't marry the girl. No.
Hold on, I heard you throw that in there. What you mean you ain't rich? I heard you throw that in there.
Rich
I've had
has
one,
been...
I've had one girlfriend and wife my entire life. That's it. Met her when I was 16, or 15 rather, and that's been it, Brandon, if you can believe that.
Hold on. So you tell me you only had one piece of...
You cannot say that.
That's something you can't
that
say,
is,
Brandon.
That is not even borderline. That is a no-no. So, Brandon, repeat it, please, in a way that the audience can.
Sorry,
okay.
My bad. I forgot. That's all right.
It's okay. All right.
My bad. But listen, you got to be kidding me.
No. I'm a good Catholic boy.
And he doesn't look at porn either.
Bro, hold on. Let's rewind a little bit. Yo, so you telling me your whole life you've been with this one person and nobody different?
Yeah, that's it. That's been it.
You sound like you're lying. All right, I'm cool now. Listen. How you know if it's good if you've been with one?
Well, because it is. I mean, it's like that. I've been happy, you know. I'm a happy person.
How, How do you know though? Like you could assume, like if you jump, when you jump in your first car, you'd be like, oh yeah, I love this car because it's your first.
Okay.
But then, you know, when you're a little older, you get a better car, and you'd be like, oh man, my last car was trash.
Well, think of the garbage you don't have to live with, all right? Think of, like, all of the weird, messy relationship stuff with, like, ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, all of the history and past and stuff like that. Like, literally, when we were basically old enough to stand up, then we've been together. So there's none of that. So that clears up all that drama and garbage that a lot of people deal with. So there's your payoff. That's the two.
Understand that, and I get what you're saying. I do.
No, you don't. No, not at all.
He's from a much different
That might as well have been in Dutch.
I am the yang. We are the yin and the yang, my friend.
Brandon, you don't get that. That might as well have been in Japanese.
It was very nice of you to say that, though.
So you telling me Walt Dick got more action than you?
That's
you
correct. Bet. That's absolutely. Exactly There's what he's no saying. No question.
Hey, Walt, you're my guy. This is what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. Wallach is.
I thought that was impossible, bro. You're like the 40-year-old virgin. That's crazy.
No, that's not true. So there's no one you know in your life that has been with only one woman?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think Rich is the only one I know, too.
Me too. Now.
Yeah. I might know a guy who's only gotten laid once, but I don't know if that's a fact. So Rich is well ahead. Rich is a normal, healthy life. The guy I'm talking about is
crazy.
I just don't know. I know he's not crazy. I just don't think he can get laid.
No.
Man, people pay for it, yo. So it's,
yeah. Well, I would. Oh, believe me, I would. Oh, I'd be paying.
You got the money too, though. So yeah. You are high.
I got plenty of money. I could be okay. I could afford it. All right. Now I'm going to.
Where do we go from here?
I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to switch gears into football.
Well, I have a feeling the gears are going to switch back.
That's all right. I'm obsessed with the Kodak Black video. I cannot. If the audience doesn't like it, there's nothing I can say about it. I think it's fantastic. I really do. I just think it's the greatest. They went to honor him in a game. They gave him a box, and that's what he did. I think it's the most punk rock thing of all time. Yes.
Let me ask the question, though.
Okay.
Rich, what you think about what Kodak did?
Oh, if it's true and it really happened, it's the greatest. He's my favorite rapper if that happens. I have never heard any of his music. He's already my favorite rapper. The balls on that guy to do it, to pull that off. Oh, man. It's just it's admirable. I wish I had those guts.
So you would do something like that, Rich?
Would I do something like that? Hell no. As I said, I'm born with this awful thing called shame.
Rich's defense, like, I wouldn't do it either, but it's like watching someone jump out of a plane without a parachute, and you're like, wow, that guy's got balls on him. It's entertaining to watch, but I wouldn't do it myself.
Why wouldn't you do it, though?
Okay, I'll tell you this. I would have sex in the box, perhaps, but I certainly, under no circumstances, would do it that visibly. There, and I'll tell you why. Is A, I would be embarrassed about the way I look. And number two is the ramifications of what would happen to me. Is that I would lose my job, and there's a bunch of ramifications that would happen with that. If I had plausible deniability where I said, like, if I, like, had sex in the box, like, seated, and, like, you know what I'm saying, Brandon, we did it in a way
where I could kind of, like,
no, like, nothing was happening.
Ball game. We're talking, so yeah, you're we're talking about, me like, that flat you know out. People, yeah. Like, you know more people that would do that than not do it the way he did in front of everybody.
You know what? I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I get why y'all wouldn't do it,
yeah.
But y'all actually got, you know, you could get fired and stuff, but for me... For me, I ain't got that problem no more. So, like, it's not a limit to me.
If you do that, Brandon, if you do it and give us the heads up, it's gonna be the great. It's gonna be the greatest thing of all time. It's like, it's just like, hey, check out like Miami Pittsburgh. I'm gonna be in the box in the north end zone, and let us know.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's the greatest, like, most punk rock move ever. Like, we're honoring you tonight. Uh-huh. All right. Well, here we go. Like, right. And the owners are in right next door.
Brandon Merriweather, like, they bring him to midfield. They honor him at halftime.
Yeah.
Miami-Pittsburgh game. And they put him up in a box next to the athletic director.
And Brandon just perfect. Nailing some chick
that's
up there.
Right.
It would be the greatest.
Brandon. A quick wave to the crowd after it's over.
Oh, I mean, I'd send you a bouquet of flowers afterwards. I would be so impressed.
I'd be so impressed that you did it.
All right. Well, listen.
How do we? We can't even talk football now.
No, I think we're done. I think
no, that's it.
I don't think we can do anything else.
I'll put this as one of Brandon's great interviews.
I agree. Yep. And the listener response has been great.
All right. Oh, so, yeah. Brandon, let's just leave it at that. Who cares about the game? Let's leave it at that.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Yeah.
Which one of y'all is Batman and which one of y'all is Robin?
I don't think it's like that.
Oh, I think we're more like Ace and Gary.
Exactly, we're the gay ones. We're like the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff. It's an even situation. It's a 50-50 partnership, financially, certainly. All right, well, listen. Brandon, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right,
man. Appreciate it. Thank you. The great Brandon Merriweather.
Oh, everyone. Man.
I always learn something every week.
I just like what he said when we had to dump him is the worst thing he's ever said.
I couldn't hit that dump button fast
like,
enough.
It's so much worse than swearing.
I know.
Like the idea that he thought you could say that is so awesome.
And he's like had like a radio show,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm like, how do you not have that thing in your head where this is not something that normally should be
right.
said?
That shows you how much you confounded him.
Because the S and the F word, like, I mean, yeah. I swear constantly off the air. Yeah. Well, but I like that Merriweather took the ball and ran with it. That could have been a very short interview, when he made it funny. Yep.
He also said that that's something that he would totally do, and I'm just and made it sound never, crazy that million, no one else would do that.
No, in a million years, I wouldn't do that. In a million
years. Are you kidding
years.
Me? No one would. 99.999%. That's why the video is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Is that no one would do that.
And that's like why I never would take, like, I'm never worried about a penis pic, because like I would never in a million years take a picture of my penis and send it to someone. Never in a million years. I'm too ashamed. I'm too ashamed of the way I look. I don't want anyone to see me naked. It can't be nice. It can't be something that you want to see. My children make fun of me when I'm naked.
<All What?
right. laughs> Fatso and hairy and everything else. I got it coming from all sides, Rich. When the show ends, the insults don't stop. All right. We'll be back in just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Tucker and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, Miss Chef.
All right, everybody. It's the Tucker and Rich radio program, The Bankroll Boys. Dan Lifshitz, Joe Murray, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. When I was in Tennessee, I used the DraftKings app and gambled on sports.
Yeah, you could do it legally there. And basically, if you fart in any direction from where we're standing right now, you could use the app, just not right here.
The best part of the DraftKings app, and I think that's what you were using that night, is when we all got together for the big party, and I'm sitting at one end of the table at the casino with Joe and Dan, and Joe looks over Dan's shoulder and says, hey, It's a college basketball game on. I'm going over under in the first half.
He wasn't using the draft. He was talking to Mr. Pickle.
That was Mr. Pickle.
I apologize.
Because of where our location was.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, then that's my fault.
You can buy this thing. They do have this thing that is available. I hear it advertised where you can say your computer is like in another place.
A hotspot?
It's like a server.
So like you like place it in like a location and you can access it.
Right. Yeah. So you can drive over the border.
So I can leave it at like
half price cigarettes.
No, T-bones and Salem.
That's not how it works. I've heard it advertised is that the idea is that like Netflix, I guess, has regionally based stuff like in different countries. So you can use this device.
It's like a VPN.
Yes, thank you. And it will say that. So I wonder if you can do that with this.
So do you have to physically go place it somewhere? In like
yes,
New
Rich.
Hampshire?
You have to fly to Germany. No, this thing is like It does whatever to your computer to make the world think that you're in another country.
That's the best I can put it. For sports books, you need like a physical hard line, and it's really crazy.
Even if you play DraftKings,
the security they have is insane, Fred. It's ridiculous.
Even if we all got into like a like say we just wanted to do a fantasy week, you still have to have your location on to know where you are. Okay. So like, even if you're in Boston, it needs a location.
I'll tell you what though is that in Tennessee there was a channel that 24 hours a day was DraftKings. And if you locked someone in a room and had that on, that would be a mild form of torture.
Adam Kaufman, right? Who else? Brendan Glashine? Emerson Lotz? A lot of local guys.
There are a bunch of guys.
He's like, I don't know how to use this thing. Well, let me tell you, it couldn't be any easier. Yep. So there you go. There's DraftKings. So you gentlemen are doing well. You're riding the hot streaks?
Yeah. Dan had, we both had the under on the national championship. And Dan picked Georgia, so that worked out. And it's wild card weekend, man. A lot of trends. And I guess the big trend is the under, and the underdogs have been very good. I think 2017 all favorites swept, but for the most part, over the last 10 years, it has been the under and underdogs.
Now, what do you mean by it's been a trend? Like, how much so? When you bet under, is it like the UFC where you guys say always bet the underdog, or is it different?
Well, I'll pull it up real quick. But over the last couple of years, underdogs, 15-7 against the spread. And the unders also hit 63% of the time.
Okay. It's a decent trend.
So... yeah, in just the last couple of years, I know that the underdogs have hit. But one thing I wanted to mention about Buffalo this week, of Buffalo's 11 wins this season, 9 were by 15 or more. The Bills were 0-5 in games decided by 7 points or less. Mm. So with the spread at 4.5, I lean under right away, but like, is that 4.5 number kind of makes me think that Vegas believes in Buffalo in this spot.
I disagree. Shocking, right?
Well, here's the deal, though. The first matchup was -3 Buffalo. I thought the Patriots should have been favored going to that one. It was -1 the second matchup, which Buffalo won clearly. So here you are now in a third matchup at a playoff spot, and Buffalo's 4.5? How do you not think it's favoring
Buffalo?
Well,
because the two teams have been going different directions. The Pats are, what, 3-2, and you know, 1-4 in the final five games, and Buffalo's 4-1. Here's the thing. Here's a good trend. You love trends. Here's a perfect one. Since 2003, wild card games between division rivals, the road team 11-3 against the spread, 8-6 straight up, meaning the road team actually has a better winning percentage than the home team in games where they face each other a third time.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Now, is the weather going to be a factor in this game?
Absolutely. So here you go. Here's another one. Josh Allen's numbers in the three games below 32 degrees since 2019. 50.6% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 58.4 passer rating. So everyone who talks about the whole like Wyoming thing, he went to school in Wyoming, the cold does not affect him, completely incorrect.
Well, they never played in January.
And also, what kind of competition, though, does he face when it's cold? You would think that it's better.
So he was 3-0 in those games, Fred. They faced like the Steelers' backup quarterback.
Okay.
They faced Cam Newton, one of those times. The I believe it was Patriots Cam Newton,
okay,
or Carolina Cam Newton, like the end of Cam Newton when he was not playing well, and it was he started three times against backups. So all those games he won were against backup quarterbacks.
No, okay. But I'm saying that since he's in the cold, since he's like so bad, or his numbers are worse in the cold. When the games are, you're playing better competition generally when the games are in this kind of weather. For instance, you wouldn't be playing like the Jets. You generally in Buffalo would probably be about 60 degrees when you played the Jets. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I got
like these would be playoff games generally. Is that the case with him or no?
It was Atlanta week 17, so okay, a couple weeks ago. Carolina week 15 and Pittsburgh
okay
in week
all right,
15,
so you're saying that, okay, yeah, so they're playing backup.
Just a couple of things. And listen, I'm trying to find an angle for the Patriots, and there's a couple. Home favorites facing divisional opponents, like Dan said, in the wild card round, are 3-9-1 since 2003.
Wow.
So that, you know, that favors the Patriots. The Patriots have won two straight. When they've been an underdog, they've won their last two playoff games. But Josh Allen, as a starter, he's 1-3 against the spread for the Bills. So, I mean,
but you like the Bills.
I think the Bills should be favored. I think the number's right. I think the number's going to come down a little bit. In the end, like, I know the Patriots can win this game, but there's two teams that are playing terrible right now that I just think you can't back. One of them's the Patriots. The other's the Cardinals. They're
yes
backing their way into the playoffs. I think the Patriots are old. There's a history now. Over the last 3 years, they finished 1-3, three seasons in a row. One of them was with Brady.
Do you buy, both of you, that Mac Jones might be wearing down? This is an awful.
I heard he's hurt.
I heard he's hurt too.
Yeah, I've heard he's hurt too. And like a bunch of stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and so
like when you say a bunch of stuff, like what are you hearing?
Like he's got three different
knee, wrist, shoulder.
Should yes not be playing.
Dude, and the thing is,
I've heard hand, knee, and shoulder.
The thing that's is, he got his ass kicked earlier this year. Like he's gained the respect from the veterans.
All right, so think about this, and someone might have said this before, but you know, whatever, I don't care. But you know, Mike Lombardi talked about when he came out that you know he was a guy that was going to have to physically mature. You know that. We know that. I mean, no one looked at Mac Jones and said this kid's like, you know, built for the NFL right now. And if you think of the quarterback competition in camp, then, you know, going from Alabama, where I can't imagine he got touched very often, but going from Alabama in that short a season and then through camp and then playing an entire 17-week season and then having to go into the play. I mean, I would imagine that he's destroyed mentally and physically. I would imagine no one needs time off more than this kid, I would think. So, but that doesn't make me think that the Patriots necessarily, because listen, they can't depend on him to win, correct? I mean, no one's going into this game thinking that Mac Jones is going to propel them to victory.
No, you establish the running game, defense has to play well,
you get an early lead, and
yes,
you kind of sit on it.
That's how you win,
right?
With this quarterback and this team,
the Patriots need to be front runners.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You get out to a lead, you play well, you defend well, that's it.
But that's been proven over and over and over again. You can't come back.
But they've shown the ability that they can come back in these games. The defense has not been able to close.
Yeah,
they came back against Indy. They came back against Miami.
Right.
Like they had a chance to win that Buffalo game if J.C. Jackson picks that ball off. Like they've been in all these games where they've been down, so they have shown the ability, and Mac Jones has shown the ability to help them come back.
Okay,
but in the playoffs, they're down, got the ball, minute and a half left. You like Mac Jones in that?
Yeah, I don't. I definitely don't, but I do think that when you're going up against Sean McDermott and Josh Allen, who, I mean, outside of 1 year,
yes,
you know, haven't exactly, you know, developed a ton of success in the playoffs. Like, let's not forget what Sean McDermott and that team did against the Houston Texans a couple of years ago in Bill O'Brien. They were up, you know, I think it was 9-0, 12-0, and they lost that game in just tremendous fashion. Joe will never forget that because he got chirped about having the Texans money line, and
it won.
I just always come back to that game. Like, I don't trust Buffalo. They're not built to play in the cold. Josh Allen, 2-8 against the spread when it's 38 degrees or below. The guy is not a cold weather quarterback and has to play.
Well, he said as much.
Yeah, he has to play in the elements. So, you know, that's the thing. If Josh Allen doesn't play well, the Bills aren't winning. it's literally going to have to be the Josh Allen show to beat the Patriots, no matter how poorly they played in the past few weeks.
So where do you put your money then, both you guys, on this game? Because there's going to be a lot of people who want to specifically bet on this game. Where are you putting your money?
Well, they're diseased. They should want to just enjoy the game. They have to put money on it to get any kind of sensation. Like they're just shallow sacks of flesh. Zombieing around the earth. No, seriously. What do you guys put the money on?
Under.
I'm on the under, and I'm on the Patriots. Again, playoff trends have a little bit more value to me than regular season trends because it's a consistent history of teams facing each other, good teams facing each other. And, yeah, to me, it's Patriots in the 4.5 and the under 44.5.
Okay. And Joseph?
Same thing. Under. I'm not taking a side on it. I think the Patriots can win the game.
Okay.
I just wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo won.
All right.
So under. That's the consensus. Put your money on under at 44 right now. Isn't that right? That's where it landed?
Yeah. 44 at the time? Yeah, and you can get a tease if you want, but we don't preach that stuff.
Nah, don't tease totals.
Let the squares. That's for the squares, my friend. All right. They're going to be around, the Bankroll Boys. We'll be back here with the headlines.
Headlines.
Bruins have beaten Montreal in each of their last five matchups. Last night, they went right through them, 5-1 at TD Garden. Brad Marchand, a hat trick. Bruins right back at it tonight at home against Philadelphia. Tuukka Rask expected to get the start in net. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics beat the Indiana Pacers 119-100 to sweep that home-and-home out in Indianapolis. Jaylen Brown, 34 points. Jason Tatum, 33. Celtics back at 500. They visit the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow night. Patriots back out at practice yesterday. Starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn and linebacker Jamie Collins were missing. And the Minnesota Vikings have reportedly requested to speak with Patriots senior consultant Elliot Wolf for their GM opening. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Wilbur Theater. Comedian Colin Quinn is back at the Wilbur for one night only. See Colin Quinn, The Last Best Hope Tour, tonight only. For tickets and info, visit thewilbur.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8 o'clock.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
These guys,
oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
With the Toucher and Rich radio program, we have the Bankroll Boys in. Take the under, maybe take the Pats. On Saturday night, they're saying, but we have Joe Murray in studio who, if you'll recall, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
There was an emergency situation this weekend. Joe, his shift started at 10 a.m., and Joe came into the station. I don't want to upset anyone at home, but it was at 10 a.m., and Joe came into the station having not had anything to eat.
And I heard that, I mean, because he is a humanitarian, Ted Johnson was extremely concerned when this news was broken to him.
Yeah, so you have a kid who has been up at least an hour. And he's no food.
On a weekend.
No food has been consumed.
Right.
I mean, it's time to start worrying. But Joe, how did you end up in such dire straits?
Well, the story was this. If I actually talked about this on the air, so you only heard a little bit of it.
But I didn't hear any of it. Ted didn't do a good job describing it. So, surprise, surprise.
I partied the night before.
Okay.
Had a rough night. And so. I was with Bird.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
until
3 a.m.
So you guys were like hitting each other in the head with frying pans?
That's how they get effed up.
Street parties galore. Yes.
Here is my advice to everyone is that in my days of late night partying, the worst thing in the world you can do is eat. The worst thing in the world you can do is eat. And here is why. is that when you come in, you are still kind of shell-shocked and you are still a little inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
The minute the food hits your body and the blood sugar spikes in, that hangover will be, that hangover starts and then you get the willies and everything else starts going crazy.
See, for me, it was coffee and granola. Like, granola is like something because it's not like
it doesn't
heavy.
Count, yeah.
Yeah, that always.
But people are like, oh, I want a hamburger or I want like this. And you're like, that's the dumbest thing you could ever do. You only eat that if you can go right back to bed.
Oh, yeah.
So the secret is, I was so dumb when I was doing mornings in Atlanta. Like, I went to Monday Night Football one night. We went on the air at 5:30 in the morning. I was so dumb. I'm like, you know what? The later I stay out, the better I feel in the morning. Not thinking, wow, hey, stupid, you're still drunk. Like, I just like, well, if I stay out till 2 at 5:30, I feel great. It's like, well, yeah, you're still drunk, you idiot. like that's how stupid I was. All right. But I was 25. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So long story short, I made a toilet playlist. That's usually where I do most of my thinking in the morning. And I realized...
No, what is a toilet playlist?
I was on the toilet, and I was, like, making a playlist for the show. I wanted to... You know, I was asked to make some music, so I did so. And I realized it was 9 o'clock. And I went, oh, I got to go. So I couldn't get a car.
Toilet playlist? Cannonball by the Breeders?
No, it was just a bunch
the Peanuts theme.
A bunch of grunge stuff.
Some corn.
There's possibilities.
Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So I had a decision. My gas light was on.
Oh, boy.
And I needed a coffee and I needed to eat.
But and your gas light is on in your stomach. You're
yes.
saying, I have not ate since 3 in the morning.
I'm crossing the Tobin Bridge and I got 3 miles to go.
Oh, hungover crossing the Tobin Bridge. You're lucky. I would jump out of the car.
So I had to make a decision and I had to get gas instead of food or coffee. And Mike Lockhart saw me. He saw me. I was not a happy camper at 9:55.
Well, Lockhart has to do a show on Sunday mornings. I mean, Lockhart's no stranger to the couch in the lobby. But
was there no food at the gas station?
You couldn't go. There was nothing there. I had no time. I got here at 9:56.
So how long between foods before your body starts to panic?
I'm obviously a large man. I can make it a while.
Okay.
My thing though is if I don't eat like after like 8 hours though, I start like fading. Huh. I get real hangry.
Do you hallucinate?
I feel dizzy. No, I don't hallucinate. But I do get a little dizzy.
You do. Have you ever fainted from
No, I've never fainted, but I've definitely had to, like, whatever I could find. Yeah, I've tried everything before. And sometimes you just need a little sugar.
What's your desperation snack? Like, when you realize, like, dude, I'll eat anything right now.
Did you hit up this?
Raisins. I don't know what it is, but one time, like, there was nothing in my house. I found marshmallows out of nowhere one day.
Just grapes in the couch.
I wish. All right. But no, like, I've like, scoured through the house before, and, like, I one time found, like again, I found marshmallows and raisins, and I go, hey, this might sound good. I started swishing them together, and I started eating them.
Oh, really?
What else are we going to do?
Now, do you hit up this...
Not that!
This Hardy affair that Hardy has made this...
Oh, I hit that thing up big time, yeah.
There's really nothing in there.
Arnold Palmer's, though. Let's hit the spot.
All right. You ever just start drinking again before the shift?
What's that? Do you ever
wake up hungover and just go, like, let's just start, it's Saturday?
Lipschitz has seen me on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's early in the morning.
I remember I didn't have a coffee one day. Yeah. And it's 7:40. I'm just like, I'm like this constantly. And a Mountain Dew did the trick, and it was here.
Huh.
All right.
No, realistically, now, what did you and Bert do that night? Like, this I do want to know.
We watched a lot of wrestling. We watched all the football games.
There it is. All the wrestling.
I watched a little of the Marvel. I watched The Wire again.
Huh.
With Bird?
That's like 9 hours of TV you just did.
We hung out. It was just me and Bert all night long.
And just in, we were like, wait a second. And just like went through your DVDs and you were.
I don't have DVDs. I have. Well, yeah, we just.
Well, I was imagining if you have wrestling.
Yeah, we watched it. There was a title for title belt thing going on. We watched that.
Oh.
Well, then you have to get inebriated at that point.
I mean, so hang on. You watched wrestling. You watched a football game.
Yeah, we also ate this thing called an Italian poo-poo platter.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? Okay, hang on. Are you going to be able to say this without plugging the place in which you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's impossible.
No, it's fine.
What is that exactly?
It's everything you want. Eggplant, it's chicken bar, meatballs, sausages.
Huh.
And a ziti, we split it. It was great.
How many people is it for?
I got it for myself, but I split it with Bird.
You ordered a poo-poo platter for yourself.
For myself.
It was an Italian poo-poo platter, dude.
Don't those normally come on like a Lazy Susan?
Yeah.
No.
It's Fred.
That's
it's
a like Chinese poo-poo
platter. It's a truck that backs up to your house with a ramp.
Fred, it's like getting a seafood tower for one.
Yeah, I've never had a poo-poo platter, but I do believe they come with a Lazy Susan, if I'm not mistaken.
It's different levels.
It could be a tower with like this fake fire in the middle of
it.
Yeah.
It was just a couple of Tupperware pans.
That's normally how you're
eating one pan. Pan.
Don't sell it short, Joe. Don't sell it short. We all know.
They were when they bring food to your house, the catering trays.
Oh, okay.
They were like catering trays.
Nah, it wasn't that big.
It was that big.
Of course it was.
Well,
if you get
Camellas, it comes.
I love Camellas.
Okay, so if Camellas,
a big tin,
like a catering
of food.
Tray.
Yeah, I didn't get a catering thing. I just said, hey, can I get an Italian boo boo platter?
And it came in a catering thing.
Did not come that big. No.
So just two Tupperware circular. Bowls.
So you ordered it for yourself and let Bert have some.
Yes.
You are so generous.
That's a good friend.
So generous.
That's the Samaritan you are.
Now, like, will Bert do anything you say?
I don't know.
Hey, here's his front.
I did ask him to bring a blunt over, and it wasn't what we needed.
Okay.
And I still tried, and it didn't work.
Did he?
So what does a Bert blunt look like?
A Black and Mild.
Okay. All right.
No, come on, man.
I need that Garcia Vega green tube with the leaf. I used to put honey on it back in the day. It burned real slow. Haven't done that in a long time.
You really need to see this. The faraway look in Joe's face he's discussing this.
He's rhapsodizing now.
I mean, he's got his eyes almost rolled into the back of his head looking north.
You went into air fryer territory there.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah.
The way that you're
we
just
did not use the air fryer that night, unfortunately, because we needed
don't
it
Don't change
now.
The subject.
Did you, now, before you guys leave, now, Joe, did you see the Kodak Black video of him at the Panthers game?
No, I did not.
Oh, yes. That was that
we
was,
talked
that,
about it all day, all show yesterday.
That
I didn't
was
know
interesting.
If you've seen
that. Yeah.
Do you know who? Oh God, what was her name? Mellow Rax.
Oh yeah,
Rax.
I did see
Rax. Mellow Rax.
R A C K Z. Were you familiar with Mellow Rax before this?
No, I know who Kodak Black is though. I was not familiar.
Okay.
With him. But I did see this. That's some getting down.
They were having sex.
That's some. I mean, that's, yeah.
Somebody said,
"What's a bigger monstrosity? An Italian poo-poo platter for one, or a tomahawk steak for yourself?" Oh, the poo-poo platter.
Well,
by far,
the idea that he didn't have any left to bring to work is also pretty funny.
No, we ate it all.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, Bert eats more than me. You can look at me, and be like, no, wait, no, Bert eats more than me.
Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed, I was talking to Bert, he focuses. He like. For a minute,
he focuses.
Bird, right,
right. That's
he,
a, that, no, you're
Dan,
lying.
Yes,
Dan just said,
"No, he doesn't."
No, no. He makes his plate right, and then he just looks down and eats the whole time.
Is that just a dire amount of concentration to get the fork into his mouth?
Listen, I actually watched him for a little bit, and granted, we were both very out of it. But I just watched him eat by himself. I'm trying to talk to him.
I've watched him in here work by himself. Well, not work, but by himself. I've just observed him for many years.
Yeah, Bird would bring in headphones so he could watch TV while we were on the air.
And not pay attention to this.
Like, he was, I got headphones.
And the only way he could do it, Fred, was that he had to hook up external speakers, and then he plugged his headphones into the external speakers that he bought.
Yeah, Bird like, went out and bought a bunch of stuff for work so he could watch TV.
I love Bird. Miss Bird.
I had a ton of fun with him.
Oh, no, I miss him.
Now I have cigar people being like, "Hey Joe, we'll send you blunts."
Of course you do.
Oh, yes.
Everyone knows.
Very fancy
stuff.
Wow, look
Joe
at
Murray.
You.
That's right.
Very well. Joe has taken if him and his wife or him and I don't know whoever go out. There is if you go to Instagram and there's the stories. There is a no one does it better than at blah blah blah.
I went to Petrillo's this week. It was outstanding.
There you go.
There it is. There's a plug.
Snuck that right in under
well,
the wire.
He said it. I didn't.
Well, he didn't say the name of the restaurant.
No. See, that's the difference, you see. But so the idea, now does Petrello's reach back out to you and say,
no,
like,
they're huge Sports Hub fans.
Okay, how do you know?
Because I walked in one day and they knew who I was.
Ooh.
Wow. Hey, all right.
They saw money signs in their eyes.
Yep.
How about that? To plug our company.
Every restaurant's got a picture of, like, guys not to take a check from and then Joe. He's like the Phantom Gourmet. He's
No, I'm the opposite of the Phantom. I'm coming. I'm letting you know that I'm
Well, that's what
there.
I'm saying. It's like if you
the
know
Phantom,
that
you don't know
in.
He's there.
No, but it's true. You have that picture on the post next to the hostess stand. It's mm-hmm. one photo shot of Joe.
Do restaurants
have you
do that,
seen this man?
Do restaurants do that anywhere? They used to do that where like a B-level celebrity would come in and they would put your picture up there.
Yeah,
like,
well,
you know,
I did
Chinese food restaurants.
I did a wing challenge at the Halfway Cafe back in 2005. I won, and they kept my photo on the wall for a long time.
Well, that's because we won the wing challenge.
How many countless women have been seduced by that?
I got to meet this guy.
Oh, I don't know. Let's just go maybe walk into the Halfway Cafe. Ooh, there's my photo. That's right. I want a wing contest.
Six dozen wings later. My goodness. Look
like
at
the Palm used to have drawings of everybody.
Oh, yeah. I was on the wall at the Palm.
Right. Like, is there a Joe Murray drawing at the Palm? Is there something like that?
There might be. Who knows?
The worst feeling is when they take your photo down from the Palm. They did in Atlanta for me. They took it down.
Had to have done the Spikes Challenge, right? Did you get it?
I don't know what Spikes... What's that?
You know what Spikes is?
Spikes Dogs? Like the hot dog place?
Oh, the hot dog place in Brighton?
Yeah.
I never did
that.
See, I feel like that would have been a perfect Joe, because they put your photo up and, you know...
You could go to the Eagles Deli and do the challenge that might as well not even be there because it's impossible and no one in a million years could ever do
it. Man versus food. He was there. He did it.
Hey, 1 minute to go. Any upsets this weekend, Dan?
How can you possibly get in trouble from all of this?
No, I'm not in trouble
at all. That's why you're changing the subject. Usually that's what happens.
All right, well, there's no time. Everyone go to Perillo. It's standing. The Bankroll Boys, 7-9 live Saturday mornings over under 98.5.
Honey makes it burn slower. That's what I learned.
Honey makes the blunt slower.
That is very true.
I've never heard of using honey. Never heard of that. But there you go. We've learned something every day. If it's 20 years ago and you're still rolling blunts, look no further than honey to seal the deal.
Good to see you guys.
All right. Thank you for coming in. Everyone, enjoy the over-under 95
stuff. I have something special for you next, Fred.
I look forward to it. We'll have that in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.